Jessica, we begin with news on Monday of a third case of COVID-19 in Otero County, correct?
Correct. So Otero County is now at three cases of COVID-19 presumptive positive tests. The first test was a positive test from someone located living within Holloman Air Force Base. And since then, that particular base has gone upward level of health assessment risk. So So local officials are asking everyone to continue to practice social distancing to keep this number low. New Mexico is now at 624 positive tests as a total, and 12 related deaths.
Absolutely. And, of course, stay with Alamogordo Daily News and KRWG.org for the latest numbers on COVID-19. It's something that we're watching not just every day, but really kind of every hour. Right, Jessica?
Correct. So those numbers change pretty fairly regularly, so we try to keep on top of it for the public.
Absolutely. All right, we move on to, speaking of numbers, economic issues related to COVID-19. And, you know, we've heard about the fact that the state of New Mexico is certainly looking at its budget because of the effect of COVID-19, particularly the reduction in oil prices. But local governments are also concerned about this, and you have a story about how Alamogordo is looking at its city budget, right?
Correct. So as the state grapples with its revenue, municipalities are doing the same thing. In Alamogordo proper, what officials are saying is that they are concerned about the reduction in GRTs, the revenues brought in by gross receipt taxes, and how that will impact operations. Now, they anticipate that it might take another one or two fiscal years to get out from under the general losses. For example, they are expecting their lodger's tax to fall by as much as 50%. The city's budget is also impacted by the recently mandated minimum wage hike, officials were saying. The city is looking at ways to not only, one, manage what they do have now, but also look forward into future losses as the COVID-19 pandemic continues.
Okay. Moving along, a story about something that a lot of more people are looking into now, that the CDC is recommending folks to wear face coverings in public. You profile a Cloudcroft resident who is selling face masks, right?
Correct. So, you know, in times like these, we're looking at all of the craziness that happens around us, and we forget to pause and take a look at all of the good being done by our neighbors. And in this case, Tabitha Foster, who is a Cloudcroft resident, has taken some of her sewing skills and put them to good use. Now, she said that her and her mother-in-law are just, you know, so custom baby beddings and curtains, but they came up with this idea to use their skills to make personal protective equipment, what the media refers to as PPE, for medical personnel. She says that they have done hundreds of masks so far, and they're shipping them all over Texas and Colorado. So it's, you know, it's a good moment to pause and ask how you can help your community.
Okay, that is great news. Congratulations to them for doing that work. It is much needed all around the country. Unfortunately, while there are good people who take advantage of making sure that we get the things that we need, there are also bad people who come out even in these difficult times. And you have a story about how to avoid scams related to COVID-19.
Correct. So those items that you are looking for to help get you through this time are make you also a target of scammers. And the biggest one is the sale or an availability of PPE, those personal protective equipment. Now, the FBI, the State Department of Health and Human Services, and the U.S. Attorney's Office are saying that there are ways to keep yourself and your finances protected during this period. You know, first, only work with organizations and agencies and businesses that have a good standing. You can visit the Better Business Bureau to get a rating for those businesses that you're going to go into contract with. If you are looking for supplies online, make sure that you're buying from a rated seller, somebody who has good ratings from others, and look at those comments to make sure that they are a legitimate seller of items. You don't want to get stuck handing over money for items that never get delivered. Now, the U.S. attorney says that there are penalties for anyone who is tied to such a crime, but most often, those who are victims of a crime don't report it. So if you are and you happen to come in contact with or be a victim of a scam, please report it.
All right. Jessica, thanks for being with us.